Residents grilled Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen about federal action to address housing affordability and seniors' support in a pre-budget telephone town hall last night. "What you're giving is not even close to being able to pay for what we need to live," a caller from Aurora said. "All of us seniors are feeling very, very, very left behind." She said her budget is tight, less than $2,000 a month with a rent of $1,200. She said the cost of living is increasing and suggests the government increase old age security. Van Bynen responded by noting that old age security will increase by 10% for seniors 75 and older as of July. He said it is a key issue, and he has signed on to be part of the seniors' caucus in government to look into it. "We've still have a long way to go," Van Bynen said. "Seniors and support for seniors continues to be a concern I will be working to solve." More than 70 callers were on the February 23 call, according to Van Bynen's office, as part of the federal budget consultation process. Citizens had the chance to ask about what they wanted to see in the 2022 budget, with housing and seniors emerging as common themes. Van Bynen said the stated priorities show what the community is about. "People who care about their neighbors. People who care about making sure that nobody gets left behind," he said. "Certainly, that's the intent of this government." The session featured questions on residents' top priorities for the budget and what areas they would like to see invested in. A small majority said seniors and retirees were the top priority in polling, according to moderator Ian Proudfoot. Citizens also repeatedly raised concerns about housing affordability. A caller named Tony said average housing prices are over $1 million in southern Ontario and raised concern about foreign homebuyers. "Why, since 2015, has this issue not been addressed?" the man said. "This is a serious situation, from Vancouver to Halifax. Why hasn't the government addressed affordable housing?" Van Bynen noted federal efforts to address the problem included a national housing strategy, a 10-year $72 billion plan toward affordable housing development. He also said he would be consulting with those in the industry. "This is a long-term challenge, and it's something that, in my mind, needs to be a top priority." Van Bynen also addressed the federal government's usage of the Emergencies Act to address anti-mandate protests in Ottawa and elsewhere, with the act halted February 23 after protests had ended. A caller named Kevin said Van Bynen's vote in favor of it ruined his entire legacy and that's basically what you'll be known for. Van Bynen said the vote was to keep Canadians safe and restore faith in institutions. "Through the cooperation and the effort of so many Canadians, we stand on the threshold of recovery," Van Bynen said. "One which cannot be derailed by a minority whose intent was sedition and economic sabotage, along with disregard for the residents of the streets of the occupied." You can submit comments for the budget consultation by messaging tony.vanbynen@parl.gc.ca or through the federal website.